Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrest of two active duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson are back in office. The Tennessee State House expelled the two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor. A third lawmaker narrowly escaped expulsion. The two were reinstated by local officials on an interim basis, but had to win Thursday night's special election to permanently get back their seats. San Diego, California Mayor Todd Gloria says shelter space is available for people who need it as enforcement continues during the first week of new rules banning homeless camps on public property.
In the first 3 days of enforcement, officers made contact with 30 individuals who were violating the unsafe camping ordinance. Three arrests were made. All of those were for outstanding warrants. We also continue to expand our shelter capacity, which in the short term includes adding beds at a few of our existing shelters and the continued development of safe parking lots.
A TGIF to you, my friend. USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Employers don't quite appear ready to fully embrace a return from work at home to back to the office.
According to new data, workers who are on a hybrid or remote work assignment are not showing diminished productivity. Analysts say that younger workers express different sensibilities and needs than their older counterparts, tend to excel in a flexible work environment. According to a poll conducted by the LA Times, 8 out of 10 workers believe their company's remote work policies will remain in place through the next couple of years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
New York State is putting more than $100 million towards expanding mental health services in schools. Natalie Magliori explains.
Governor Hochul says the funds are aimed at helping students address trauma caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which kids still seem to be dealing with.
Today we stop that slide and we start turning the tide and lifting them up.
Funding will be awarded over a two-year period, and schools have until August 18th to submit their applications. Meantime, another $8.3 million will help expand school-based mental health clinics in high-need districts.
School districts now need this. It's now as basic as having a reading or writing teacher.
Three Montana women are recovering following a rare attack by an otter. Montana parks officials say they were attacked on an inner tube on the Jefferson River this week. One had to go to the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the one and only Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. He's back from the mountains. He was out there with all the grizzlies. And, you know, did you find Bigfoot while you were out there?
I looked. I didn't quite find him. Saw some big feet, but not Bigfoot.
It doesn't stop you from looking, though, right?
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's around the next corner, right?
Yeah. Are you a Bigfoot denier? I'm not. I mean, I figure, hey, I'm open for options.
I like calling him Sasquatch, which is an even better name.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah. That's more sexy. He probably prefers Sasquatch either, because Bigfoot, I mean, that seems like something that, you know, requires some sort of medication or something.
Well, Sasquatch is probably with an X, kind of like an X, Sasquatch X.
Oh, yeah. Add the X. Yeah, exactly. I mean, speaking of X's,
possible. And yeah. Respect his diversity, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Well, X is taking on a whole new...
Like that, right?
No, gosh, no. His sensitivity, and my goodness, you don't want to upset him.
No.
But, you know, speaking of which, X is becoming a trigger word now. I mean, in San Francisco, they had to pull down the big X, right, because the people were complaining that they didn't want to poop in the street because the light from the X was too bright.
Yeah, well, you know, we want to respect their privacy. That's only appropriate. And, you know, who are we to put a highlight on their misbehavior? We want to keep these people calm and comfortable, and respect their diversity. Very important. More important than, you know,
and their place of public hygiene expression, or not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
full,
exactly.
Full expression. We want to express their rhythm, express their creativity and individualism.
Lord have mercy. It's so unbelievable. I know this is, you know, some of this stuff, DeRoy, we just have to laugh about it, because this other stuff that we're dealing with is so serious that, you know, heads could explode. I mean, these past weeks, especially in this last week with, you know, the Hunter Biden plea deal and the revelations of Devin Archer. And Devin Archer didn't really tell us anything new. He just confirmed all the stuff that we've been talking about for the last 2.5 years. And I keep saying it's interesting, because Devin Archer comes forward, and what happens to Tony Bobulinski? He just kind of disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, you know, you said nothing new on Devin Archer, and he confirmed what we knew. But I think in much greater detail, much greater extent of all this than anybody imagined. And I guess the key finding from Devin Archer's testimony or transcribed interview, I guess is the technical term, is that there were apparently 20 or more than 20 meetings, at least 20 or 20 plus meetings, where Hunter Biden and his either clients or prospects were sitting together. And Hunter got his dad, the Vice President of the United States, on speakerphone to speak with these folks. And Dan Goldman, who happens to be my congressman, by the way, freshman congressman from New York, he said, well, they only talk about the weather, or they just chatted about, you know, is it raining out there, how humid is it, et cetera. Look, he could have called in to talk about baseball scores, or they could have called in to talk about the Mona Lisa. The point is that Hunter Biden was able to get the Vice President of the United States on speakerphone like that. I can't do that.
Exactly.
You can. And people who he's trying to impress is saying, hey, I have access. I have friends in high places. You can get him on the phone to talk about pancake recipes. He just needs to be able to prove I can get this guy on the phone anytime I want in a matter of 10 to 20 to 30 seconds. And people pay big money for that. So he doesn't have to get on the phone and say, okay, gentlemen, please tell me about your plans for Burisma and what exactly is your energy deal and how many cubic tons of natural gas do you plan to pump next year. Doesn't need to get any of that. All he needs to do is get on the phone and say, Hunter, how are you? Great talk to son. Hope all's well. Enjoy the sunshine. See you later. And that's it. Mission accomplished. So the fact that they only talked about the weather, or they only talked about men's fashion, or they only talked about Oppenheimer is irrelevant. The fact is, and the key fact is, he was able to get the vice president of the United States on the phone in a matter of seconds. That is impressive. Mm-hmm. That proved his access. And people paid millions of dollars for that.
I think you underestimate your influence. I think that if you called the switchboard and you asked for the president and said that you found out who left that white powder at the White House, he might pick up the phone for you.
It's a possibility, yeah. He might. I guess that remains another great mystery. How did the cocaine get in the White House? Who it belonged to? You know, we don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take you down that rabbit hole. I'm just thinking that, you know, the president has his priorities now. You know, especially since he's discovered that he did a recount, and I think it came out of the Arizona recount, and somehow he found out he had a seventh grandchild on the recount.
Isn't that something? Yeah, exactly. So he finally admitted that the seventh grandchild is his, and I guess he says he talks to all of his grandchildren every day. Well, see if he calls up.
Navy.
Young, Navy is her name. Chat with her every day. I know she's on part of the daily grandchild call list. But this is the same young lady, who Hunter Biden was in court trying to deprive of the full child custody payments, child care payments, that sort of thing. And despite the fact that this guy was selling paintings for something like $300,000 a piece, he's in court claiming poverty, saying, oh, I can't afford to pay this. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe reduced the amount of child support by something like by half or by two-thirds or something.
Yeah, two-thirds. From $20,000 to $5,000, but somehow... So Navy's mom accepted, in lieu of that difference, the etchings of Hunter Biden. I mean, let me tell you what, girlfriend, you better sell those quick, right?
Yeah, sell those. Don't hang on to those and sell them in 20 years. They're not gonna increase the value. The second Joe Biden's out of office, the value on those things will plummet right to the floor. So if she's gonna sell them right now.
Yeah, otherwise they're gonna be at the bottom of bird cages.
That's it. Exactly. Maybe gift wrap. It'd be really good for Christmas gift wrap.
Oh, would that be cool? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think, hey, look it. We need to copyright that. We could make that happen.
You can make that
I'm
happen.
I'm telling you.
Money.
Why not? Yeah, it's insane. But getting back on this Devin Archer deal, and like you said, he no doubt did reconfirm, and we're getting the transcript even more so. And to hear the Democrats, it's like, oh, man, this is really bad, because what makes it look even worse, DeRoy, is in contrast, here you've got all these pleadings, you know, two impeachments of Donald Trump, indictments galore, all this stuff that's happening, and with a minuscule amount of any kind of, you know, violation. It's just weird. I'm not an attorney, but I hear the legal experts talking and what they're laying out there. I mean, some very qualified legal minds, and they think this is all a joke, that they have twisted Donald Trump in knots over to do everything they can to interfere with the 2024 election, as if interfering with 2016 and 2020 wasn't enough for these guys. We just got to keep it going, right?
You're right about that, and there are multiple aspects of this that are screwy. One is timing. It seems that every time there's a big revelation against Joe Biden, such as the Devin Archer evidence we got earlier this week, the next day, oh my God, new Trump indictment. I mean, it within 24 hours or so, they come up with, the Department of Justice belches out some more bogus indictments. They put somebody in front of cameras, say, oh, we got more indictments on Trump, over and over.
Exactly.
And over.
Does Jack Smith have a drawer? He's indictments that, you know, that are just there as a template. He's getting ready to
copy paste, you know, that sort of copy paste print. Oh my God, new indictments. And then it's, you know, the anti-Trump indictment of the day. That's one part. And the second part, there's something increasingly East German about the Department of Justice.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this real quick. Okay. Hold on to the second part. Go to break real quick. More from DeRoy Murdoch right after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch is here. He is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Okay, DeRoy, I had to break you up. You know, you gave us point one. Now point two is?
Oh, yeah, the Department of Justice increasingly is acting as the Department of Obstruction of Justice in part, and also like some unit of Eric Honecker's government in East Germany before the Berlin Wall fell.
Right.
We find this Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, who appears to be the chairman of the Joe Biden reelection committee, intervening, trying to get Devin Archer to show up to prison a couple of days early, so he would not be available for this testimony that they delivered early this week. For one thing, that seems like obstruction of justice or obstruction of a congressional investigation.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit. And then in terms of the East German aspect of it, they are trying to throw Donald J. Trump in jail for violations of the First Amendment. Oh, my God. He said that he lost his election, that there was fraud in the election, so lock him up.
Yeah. Look, along with 62% of the voters said the same thing, right? I hope they've got a big prison, because they're going to need a lot of room for, millions, more than half of the U.S. population to go in and join Donald Trump, right?
All of us to the Dakotas and maybe Montana and Wyoming, just surround all those states with barbed wire, shove us in. You got about 74 million roughly people who are saying, look, we think that was not a clean election in 2020. Look, every American has every right under the First Amendment to say that was a great election, that was a filthy election, that was an in-between election, and people can agree with you, disagree with you, and that's how we debate these matters in this country. If we're now going to make it a federal law, a federal crime, rather, to claim that election was unfair or fraudulent, we'll have to lock up Donald J. Trump. We'll have to lock up Clinton, because she made a lot of noise in 2016 saying that Trump was not legitimately elected. He was elected due to a Russian interference conspiracy. You had members of the Democrat Party on January 6, 2017, going onto the House floor and objecting to the electors from, I think it was about six or seven different states, and saying that they thought there was fraud or there was some irregularity. And they were engaged in election denial, not just in the tight swing states like Michigan, Wisconsin. They were saying that about Alabama and Wyoming, which won by 30%. If we're going to start locking up politicians for claiming election fraud, we have to open some really big jails, make a lot of room for a lot of Republicans and a lot of room for a lot of Democrats, because both parties frequently claim election fraud, election irregularity, and everybody has every right under the First Amendment to do so. And you can agree, disagree with them and debate them, and some point hopefully we find the truth. But the Department of Justice is now in the business of taking First Amendment protected speech and turning it into federal indictments. And that is terrifying, totalitarian, and shows the truly, I think, socialist and truly totalitarian nature of the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah, we're becoming Cuba. Maybe that's why Biden let the communist Chinese land in Cuba. So that, for re-education purposes, we've already got a built-in military and team that will re-educate us. I think that's it. But let me ask you this, because I think I was reading this recently, that the Democrats have not failed to present some sort of articles of impeachment or move down some investigative impeachment road for every Republican president who's been elected in the modern era, without exception. Donald Trump definitely has become the poster child, because it's been more than just, moving in that direction. They've actually just lost their minds and indicted him twice. And of course, the ironic thing of all this stuff that's gone on with Hunter Biden is they indicted Trump for the very thing that Joe Biden did, and Trump made a mistake. He just asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in Georgia, he just asked about the count. And for him even asking about it, somehow, oh my God, we have violated, I think he probably would have been better off by misusing a pronoun or something.
If he called somebody sure or were rather than exactly.
Right.
Well, look, the whole charge against Donald J. Trump in the first impeachment was that he engaged in a quid pro quo to pressure Zelensky in Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. And just turn the tape back a few years, And you had Joe Biden in Ukraine saying to the leaders there, unless you fire the prosecutor who's investigating the Burisma, the company on which his son, on whose board his son served, they wouldn't get $1 billion roughly in federal financial aid, loan guarantees, that kind of stuff. He said, my plane leaves in 6 hours. You've got 6 hours to fire this guy. And sure enough, before Biden's plane left, as Biden himself on videotape, you can look this up on video.
Exactly.
He bragged about it, before the Council on Foreign Relations and said, son of a bee, he got fired. He's on video talking about this. That is a quid pro quo. That is extortion. That is using federal tax dollars as a political weapon to neutralize a prosecutor who's making life miserable for the company on whose board his son served.
Exactly.
That sounds to me like an almost Xerox copy of the claim that was thrown against Trump for which he was impeached. And again, Biden, same thing, only worse, except because he really did it. He skates. Just skates.
Yeah. There was nothing withheld. If anything, what Donald Trump did was give ammunition, give support that the Biden Obama administration had withheld earlier.
Yes.
In order to help them out, right?
So, yep, correct.
But he didn't say, hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to withhold this. That wasn't said. It's so upside down that it's incredulous to think of people like you say, Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin and Adam Schiff and Nadler, the rest of them, Nancy Pelosi, how do you reconcile what Joe Biden? I mean, here Nancy Pelosi, the queen of quid pro quo, right? And you got Joe Biden showing us, well, this is how quid pro quo works. This is what it looks like, and they're in denial and they're saying, oh no, it was Trump, that did this. It blows me. It blows me away. It's just so comical.
Yeah, you look up quid pro quo in the dictionary, and what do you see? You see a picture of the Joe Biden saying, look, do as I say, fire this guy. You get $1 million plus in U.S. federal foreign aid.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You got 6 hours to do it.
I got to share this with you. My good friend, Tennessee Bob, he wrote me this note. He says, here's the damn point of view. You have a dead body. You have the gun. You have the bullet that came from the gun. You have matching fingerprints on the gun. You have a video clip. But where is your evidence?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly correct. We saw this repeatedly after the 2020 election. Oh, there's no evidence of vote fraud. No evidence of vote fraud. Okay, well, how about, as I recall, roughly 800 affidavits signed, notarized, and sworn affidavits from people who were in counting rooms in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, saying, look, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. But people, out-of-state trucks showing up at 4 in the morning, unloading trash bags full of ballots, 20, 30 minutes after which there's a big spike in votes for Joe Biden. There were people, I believe, in
Pennsylvania. That was after you had a pause in counting for 3 hours.
After the
six swing states? Was it six or seven?
Stopped.
Coordinated. They all agreed together, right?
Yeah. They all stopped counting about 11:30 or so on election night. And then at 4:30, 5 o'clock, they start counting again. Oh, my God, look, Joe Biden got all these votes. You had votes apparently showing up, I think, in Georgia, absentee ballots that were not folded. Now, how do you get an absentee ballot mailed to a voter, filled out, sent back in the mail, and then opened again without any folds in them? Well,
exactly.
Print them in advance. People swore.
Don't you iron your ballot? I iron mine.
Iron mine, of course, and then we iron them once they receive them to get all those creases.
Because that bothers me,
A lot of ballots that had Biden on them, nobody for governor, senator, city council, and only Biden, and then all the votes for Biden were identical, the same, filled out the same way as if by a machine. People swore the same on affidavits. They would read out the names of the people who filled out the votes on the ballot. Biden, 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 Biden. Not even one vote for Trump.
Unbelievable. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way.
For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrests of two active duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Lance Pry, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You want to throw an X at me, as they used to say. I guess we have to say that now, John, instead of tweeting. You just got to throw an X our way. So X me at BMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemeric is with us right now, the author, senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. That change of branding at Twitter is maybe the dumbest thing I've seen since the movie Spinal Tap, when they decide to call their album the Black Album, and it's just completely black with no writing and no picture, nothing on it. That is the level of stupid that taking a powerful brand like Twitter and tweeting with the bird and throwing it away in place of like a cheesy X logo that looks like it's from a heavy metal band in the early 80s like Spinal Tap.
Yeah, exactly. What was it? Did they get somebody from Bud Light from their marketing department there and said, hey, I got a genius idea? Or, Lord,
at least if they called it Triple X, they would have attracted some perverts by accident. You know,
what do you mean? My understanding is they're pretty well housed there anyway. So, in some manner or form. But, yeah, go ahead real quick.
Social media definitely favors the weirdos and perverts. They are definitely more powerful than we are. But I, you know, Elon Musk has been giving us some hope. I'm still permanently banned for life. But, you know, Elon
Musk. For life, huh?
Does,
wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still in YouTube jail, but I guess I haven't done anything significant enough to get banned, at 1X yet. So we'll see.
Elon Musk is somebody we have some hope for. He's an independent-minded man of independent means. Most of the wealthy people in the world either inherited their money and grew up rich and privileged, or are deranged megalomaniacs like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who want to cull the population. They openly say they want to reduce the number of people in the world, and then they expect us to trust them when they tell us vaccines are safe.
Right, right. Yeah, and let me introduce you to this communist-controlled group called the WHO, because these guys, we're going to put them in charge of everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the lambs trusting the guy in the bloody apron carrying the hatchet.
Don't go there. Yeah, exactly. No, it's
Speaking of which, I've got at stream.org, I've got a great interview with Steve Deese. You know,
Steve. Yeah, I know Steve. Yeah, we're old friends forever. Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote the book, the movie Nefarious is based on.
Nefarious, right.
And he has a very powerful new book called The Rise of the Fourth Reich. He co-wrote it with Daniel Horowitz. And what it does is it shows how COVID policies, from lockdowns to school closings to church closings to mandatory vaccines, mandatory taking of an experimental gene therapy that had never been tested, its administration to pregnant women, being pushed on children, how these things violate the Nuremberg principles that were established after the Nuremberg war crimes trials took on the associates of Josef Mengele for the cruel Nazi experiments on human subjects during the Holocaust. The basic Nuremberg principles are that you don't use human beings as guinea pigs, you don't test things on them without their informed consent, and you don't do medical experiments on people that can't benefit the subjects of the experiments themselves, but can harm them. And all of those things were violated at every level by the COVID policies, all the way down to the blue state nursing home genocide, where they intentionally dumped COVID patients in nursing homes in blue states, killing tens of thousands of Korean War veterans and great-grandmothers. Mm-hmm. I think in order to spike the death statistics in blue states, in order to keep ballot harvesting and to keep all the other lax election regulation to steal the 2020 election. That's what I believe.
John, what you're saying is so true, but and yet so diabolical. And because of the level of insanity and injustice, what they perpetrated, it is near impossible. And this is what they count on. The elites count on this, is that the people will never figure it out. I mean, it's just too insane. It's just like not trying to figure out where all the money went into the Biden family camp. You know, they got this big shell game of all these different bank accounts and whatever. And like the one guy from Ukraine said, it'd take 10 years to figure this out. It's such a complex network. But
what the Democrats have figured out is that if the things you do are outrageous and wicked and evil enough, anyone trying to talk about it will sound like a paranoid lunatic, and so you'll be able to get away with it.
Right, right. Well, it's like it's out of the same cloth as how do you kill 11 million people? You just get them to buy into a big lie, which Andy Andrews wrote, a great little book, powerful book, but it's the psychology of humanity. And here it is, it's all being repeated. But, you know, John, what you and I are talking about right now, YouTube would not accept. We'd be canceled in a heartbeat because it's clearly in violation of the WHO guidelines. And I didn't realize, I don't know why I didn't. I thought it was only Facebook that did this, but I guess all the social media have taken the pill together and agreed that the WHO controls our health guidelines. And Joe Biden is trying to federalize that so that the next pandemic comes along. Hey, we're going to listen to the communists. You know, we won't even be able to listen. I mean, you think you can't listen to your doctors now, and you think about culling the herd. I mean, it will be on steroids.
Yeah, well, my cardiologist is Dr. Peter McCullough, who got driven out of his practice. He got his board certification stripped, all for saving lives of COVID patients. When you weren't supposed to save them. The point was right. that they were supposed to die so that exactly. we can have high death statistics, so that we can justify the state of emergency. And again, the Democrats found a very clever psychological loophole that if people are terrified of a pandemic, if they're terrified of contagion, of infection, they'll be willing to see even the Constitution suspended. And unfortunately, there is a Supreme Court precedent saying that certain constitutional rights can be suspended in time of epidemic. And they were thinking of tuberculosis, and they're thinking of the flu after World War One. And the Democrats have had their time, all their Yale-educated lawyers poring over Supreme Court precedents, and they've found the loophole they need. And they're going to use the paranoia of contagion. Again, it worked so well last time. All the churches closed down, folded like cheap tents, admitted they were inessential. All the abortion clinics stayed open, and they were closed the schools. They were able to force an abortion-derived vaccine onto conservative Christians who willingly took it because their pastors, many of whom had been paid off by Francis Collins using NIH money. Megan Basham documented that. Look up Megan Basham documenting the thousands and thousands of dollars that were funneled to evangelical leaders and Catholic bishops by the likes of Francis Collins to move them to be COVID zealots. It is so staggering and depressing.
You see, and the fact of the matter is, see, as you're saying this, and some people, it's so mind-blowing for them, but you got to pause for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what we're saying to you, it's up to you to own your own knowledge. Hopefully this motivates you to check it out for yourself, because the facts are there clearly, and more people. I mean, you may not fully understand, you know, just like, you know, you got 62% of America still has its doubts about the 2020 election. But, you see, in polite company, John, you can't even bring that up, because that's a problem, because it's been determined.
They've criminalized it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're criminalizing it.
Right.
Uh-huh. They're trying to imprison Donald Trump and his lawyers for daring to even ask about the 2020 election. That's how honest the election was. We have to imprison anyone who talks about it.
The fact that they're even playing that card is quite revealing. And America needs to open its eyes up real quick, because if not, look at this could be the beginning of the end. Or we have a chance to get on the other side of this and come up, standing victorious, John. And that's my hope and belief. Dr. John Zemarek, more from him after this.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market." To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit Amazon.com/supportsmall.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zemer from Stream.org continues with us. John, I thought one of the Trump's attorney spokespersons laid it out pretty succinctly, and there has been a consistent model that every time Joe Biden or Hunter Biden are in trouble, something happens to Trump almost immediately. And now
that was Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow did the timeline. The Department of Justice is acting as the PR wing of the Biden administration.
Right.
Richard Nixon never thought to corrupt the Department of Justice to anything like the degree that it has become the sock puppet of the Biden White House.
Right. Exactly. Well, what I saw was a Trump attorney, and maybe Larry picked it up from her, because she had come out and spoke while Trump was being indicted and he was in the courthouse. But regardless, I mean, it's clear that there is a causal situation, and it's that obvious. And, of course, now the Democrats have really lost their mind. I mean, because this has been going on for years, right? All the money that we've spent, the legal process, everything else, yesterday was a continuation of the January 6th committee hearings, and this is why the chairman was saying, you know, maybe they could get some sort of redemption now that they got Jack Smith doing all this stuff. So it's clear what they're trying to do, and now they're saying, hey, why are we waiting? Just go ahead and throw him in jail. And so you got that dynamic and that pressure on one end, and then you got the other end, from the Republican Party going, what are we waiting for? Let's get the impeachment inquiry underway.
You know, there are very strong elements in the Republican Party that would rather see the Democrats win the election, would rather see the country go down the toilet than let Trump keep control of the Republican Party. Mike Pence came out supporting the indictments of Trump. Bill Barr came out supporting the indictment of Trump. We have to focus on that. The very people Donald Trump picked betrayed him and betrayed us. And they've shown what they're really loyal to. They're loyal to the uniparty, the one ruling party, the ruling class. All the people who gathered for John McCain's funeral. You had you had Michelle Obama holding hands and flirting with George W. Bush. That whole disgusting establishment, the Democrats and then the war party wing of the Republicans, they have shown themselves to be like, they're like a caste in India, like the Brahmin caste. They think it's their hereditary right to rule.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, no doubt.
Anybody, anybody who tries to speak up to the untouchables, the Dalits, anybody like Donald Trump, now, if he can't be defeated, he will be destroyed. His elections will be stolen. His associates, his attorneys will be disbarred and prosecuted. His supporters will be imprisoned. This is how the communists took power after 1948 in Eastern Europe. They perverted the legal process. They took over the press. They prostituted the constitutions of countries like Czechoslovakia and Hungary. And when necessary, they used naked violent force.
Sadly, that's the trajectory. And as we say, you know, we're, you know, as we've heard from, you know, the once King Solomon, there's nothing new under the sun. And there is a cycle that's playing itself out. So people of faith, especially, we know it. We know it from the Word of God. Okay, what are we to do, John? What is our supernatural, our spiritual response to this evil? Because this is just rank evil that's taking place. And as you say, rightfully so, this is a very self-appointed, specialized group of elites that think that they matter. You know, and... And so we have to find a way to, in a sense, cancel them. And, you know, it's just like kind of like, you know, in high school, you would get these bullies, you get these people, and they think they're all that in a bag of chips until you stop paying attention to them. You just turn your back, you just walk on, you know. And we've got to find a way. Go ahead.
We have to boycott businesses that have thrown in with the evil, like Target and Disney and Bud Light, Fox News. Fox News is all in on this censorship.
Totally.
Fox News, it's just come out that Fox News does matching donations to Planned Parenthood and the Temple of Satan.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. Stop watching Fox News, even the good people on Fox News. Stop watching them. Watch Newsmax. Watch Real America's Voice with Steve Bannon. Do not support the enemy within, the people who pretend to be your friend. Sean Hannity will bring Lindsey Graham on to talk about why we need to go to war on behalf of Ukraine. These are not our friends.
Yeah.
These are not our allies. These are the people who on election night 2020, they sounded like Polish communist media in 1975 denouncing Solidarity.
John, do you think that, you know, there's talk that, well, this is a good thing. I mean, here, what are we up to, about 75, 80 indictments against this president? And they're saying, well, this is going to be a, you know, Trump's got him right where he wants him because now there's going to be discovery and the things that didn't that weren't looked into. You know, though this might be January 6th, the predicate of January 6th is what happened in November. And there's been no study. There's really been no serious questioning and investigation of what happened in November. Why is it that you got 62% of America in agreement that they just don't believe the numbers and that Joe Biden you won. He may, or, you know, that kind of deal. They'll sometimes mollify and say, well, give him benefit, but they're still, they don't believe that he got 82 million votes.
I think it's quite possible that one of Trump's attorneys said they're going to relitigate the entire election fraud case, and they're going to use this court as a venue to dig up the documents and to show Americans to prove that the last election was stolen. It remains to be seen to what degree our legal system will collude in silencing this. Will the judge simply refuse the requests? Will you not be able to find an honest judge who will overturn her? This judge is a leftist activist with close ties to the Biden administration. She's been forced to recuse herself. The jury pool is going to be like the O.J. Simpson jury.
Yeah, exactly.
They will convict Donald Trump of murdering JFK. They will convict him of starting the American Civil War. Maybe they'll convict him of being part of a slave owner's conspiracy in 1619. Whatever happens in that jury room is going to be a disgrace and a charade, and we're going to have to count on some higher court judges who are decent to overturn the conviction of Donald Trump. Donald Trump may well be elected president from a jail cell.
Could you imagine?
We, you know, I was going to say this is un-American, but really what it is Latin American. This is the kind of stuff that happened in tragic countries like Honduras and Guatemala in the 1950s and 60s when the United Fruit Company was running the country from behind the scenes with help from the CIA, and opposition politicians were beaten up and jailed and their property stolen. This is the kind of thing that destroys countries when their elites are so corrupt and so utterly unconcerned with the ordinary lives of their fellow citizens. That's when you get horrible chaos and revolution. And these people, they don't care. They just want their gated communities to continue to be comfortable. They want to go to their parties in Foggy Bottom or in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and spout virtuous woke rhetoric and pretend that they care about the vulnerable, when in fact they are as privileged and out of touch and irresponsible as the elites were in France in 1789.
Exactly. Well, look, at America's eyes have got to open up. I think they're starting to, John, but we've got to come together. We've got to unify under this, unify under the Constitution and first principles. That's our birthright. And that's what we can stand on, our God-given rights. We need to bring God himself into the center of this morass, because he is the one that will powerfully reveal the rank corruption. Because the corruption, the deep state is a cesspool, John. It's a narcissistic cesspool that it stinks to high heaven. And it is unfortunate, because like you said, you get these wolves in sheep clothing, like the Bill Barrs and that seem like but you can tell by what they say. I mean, because even like somebody like for example, you know, Professor, you know, Jonathan, you know, from Georgetown, Turley.
He has
some sober arguments about it. I mean, he's not a fan of Trump. But he's a fan of the Constitution and America and the foundation of that. He's the kind of person that you need to listen to, and that I am thankful for Fox in this regard, is they've been using the heck out of him, and he's a light to this dark world right now.
Absolutely, he's an honest liberal like Glenn Greenwald and Matt Taibbi and Naomi Wolf, all the liberals who really believed the slogans about openness and free debate and democracy that they were speaking for the last 30 years. The ones who actually believe any of that are on our side now. The ones who never believed it, for whom it was always just convenient cynical political rhetoric, well, they're falling in with the deep state and the censorship and the woke canceling and the Salem witch trials, which are being run in America right now. My latest piece at Dream.org on this is Donald Trump indicted on heresy, witchcraft, and Sabbath breaking.
Check it out for yourself there at Stream.org. And you're exactly right, John. I mean, where's George Bush's words in defense of the Constitution? In defense of another Republican, where's the Republican, National Committee, to support Donald Trump?
Oh, no, they're just looking. They just can't wait to take back the Xerox machines and the coffee machines and the property of the Republican Party, so that they can continue to be like the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
And lose.
If you're concerned about the power grid
and
generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.